It has been a long week for Madeline Hoffman, director of New Jersey Peace Action. The 43rd annual luncheon of the organization was an event titled The War at Home, Civil Rights Under Attack. Guest speakers were Ron Kuby, the famous civil rights attorney, and Larry Hamm, chair of the People Organization for Progress in Newark. In the past week, two churches have closed their doors to them under fierce pressure from conservative parishioners and a local veteran group. Last Saturday, Madeline Hoffman and her peace volunteers finally found asylum in the Maplewood High School cafeteria. Before 400 people, Ron Kuby said that attempts to silence a fair expose of the civil rights situation at home show that the tides of public opinion are turning.
These are the same people who are constantly saying our college campuses don't foster an atmosphere of discussion and debate. Why are they shouting us down? And I think the answer, at least in this case, is because, indeed, we're winning. We are.
Mr. Kuby said that while it was legal for the police to arrest anyone on suspicion of terrorism because concerns for security are legitimate, the Bill of Rights and the right of due process and a fair trial can never be abridged.
It was that other old dead white guy, Benjamin Franklin, who first used the maxim, he who would give up essential liberty in pursuit of temporary security deserves neither. To the extent that you create a tolerant, secular democracy with civil liberties and opportunities and the right of people to walk down the street freely, unmolested, you create loyalty in that society. I mean, that's a nation with which people may disagree in terms of its policies, but it's one in which they want to live. It's one that they don't wish to betray. It's one that they do not wish to see blown up.
The civil rights lawyer also decried the continued harassment and profiling of many immigrant communities and the secret detentions. Larry Hamm lamented the social and economic cost of the Iraq War, which spends $1 billion a week. He also said that what the system feared most is
that idea that we must unite our movements for peace, for racial justice and equality, that idea lives on. All the problems have a common enemy, and that enemy is a system that fosters war, inequality, poverty, militarism, materialism, and that is the enemy that we all need to destroy.
As U.S. casualties increase, the American people are growing impatient, and learning the painful truth, many are growing militant in defense of the Bill of Rights. Madeline Hoffman says the people will not be silenced.
George Bush is coming to Morris County on December 1st, and we're going to try to give him a warm welcome, shall we say?
For the WBAI Sunday Evening News, this is Fred Nguyen.